Ankeny without Ken.
As in Big Ken.
Colleen and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Talking about what went wrong at the pumpkin patch. Now, Melissa, what happened to you?
Well, this was 4 years ago. Okay. We used to live in Minnesota, and my fiance and I, let me back up real quick. We ended up being engaged for about a month and a half. My fiance and I went to this pumpkin patch called Nelson's, and they had a corn bin. Grayson, my fiance, and I thought, we'll take some funny photos in it. We were in there maybe 2-3 minutes when I looked down and realized my ring isn't on my finger.
In a corn bin?
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how it happened. So Grace and I started, tearing through that corn bin, looking for it. We asked a bunch of strangers around us for help. They started looking. We probably had about a good 10 to 12 people looking for it. And we never did. I don't call up there anymore, but for 2 years, I would call them every month just so they see that they had found it, but they haven't. And I've never worn my wedding ring in a corn bin ever since.
No, I would never either.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That really stinks.
All places to lose it.
I mean, that really is a needle in the haystack.
You're right.
Yeah. Colonel, not a diamond. Colonel.
Oh my gosh. That really stinks, Melissa. But thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Dave, what happened?
Oh, so we were at Pumpkin Patch, Eastern Iowa, a couple of years ago. My wife, my daughter, and myself. And, we were on we're taking one of those hayrack rides, which are always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, the farmer had said, hey, stay seated. He stressed this like what felt like 1,000 times. But I was kind of sitting toward the back of the ride, and I thought, yeah, whatever. I'm an adult. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to take a picture of my wife and daughter. We're having a great time. Of course, as soon as I do that, the trailer hits some sort of bump, and I just fall right off the back.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and honestly, I was fine. It was pretty dry, but for some reason, I managed to find and land in the only mud pit in the area. It softened the blow. And I was a mess. My wife is laughing hysterically. My daughter is screaming because she thinks, daddy's broken.
Right.
And of course, the farmer is just basically he comes running over, and then, he's like, man, that's why there's no standing. Why can't you follow directions? I told everybody 100 times. So it was kind of embarrassing. And honestly, I'll be honest, if I had been hurt, I think everybody would have been a little more, empathetic or sympathetic, whatever the word is.
Right.
The farmer wouldn't have yelled at you, right?
No, he wouldn't have. He would have probably helped me out. Instead, he was just angry. I got some great photos of me covered in mud, and it's a great story, great memory. Yeah. I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Oh, you must not have ever, made a bad error or anything playing sports, because that's the first rule, is you just lay down and pretend you're hurt after you screw up.
I do it all the time.
That's roll great. That's, yep. Yeah, that's a great story, Dave. Thanks for the call. You have a great day.
You too.
If it matters to Central Iowa, it matters to us.
Follow us on Twitter @Star 1025.